Please be seated.
我们来复习一下我们昨天所谈的。
Let us review what we talked about yesterday.
那时候我们谈到结构。
And we talked about the prologue.
就是大纲哈。刚开始他就开宗明义谈到耶稣的神性。
We first talked about the superiority of Jesus.
那就是。这个是一般书信所没有的。
And this is something that is not found in most books.
那再来，他谈到耶稣基督的超越。
And then it talks about the superiority of Jesus.
啊，所以如果你要背一章、二章，就谈到耶稣比天使更尊贵、更美好。
And so if you're going to memorize this, and you memorize the chapters 1 and 2, it's about Jesus being better than the angels.
那三章、四章也是两章，比较耶稣跟摩西，耶稣比摩西是个更好的 Savior， 更好的救主。
And chapters 3 and 4, again, 2 chapters, Jesus is better than Moses, and he's a better Savior than Moses.
那五六七三章提到耶稣是更好的大祭司。
5, 6, and 7, 3 chapters talk about Jesus being a better High Priest.
那再来有两章，8, 9，耶稣是带来更好的约。
And then 2 chapters 8 and 9 talks about Jesus brings a new covenant, a better covenant.
第十章只有一章，就是更好的祭。
And then chapter 10 is about a better sacrifice.
11章、12章就是信心的书章哈。
And then chapters 11 and 12 are the chapters of faith.
背起来了吗
？Have you memorized it?
John, can you memorize it? Want to give a try? So easy, right? Yeah, you can do it next section. Next section. 来，那我们谈到作者是隐藏的。
And we talk about how the author is hidden.
我们谈到这本书呢，会常常对旧约的经文有一个很生僻的一个了解。
And we know that this author understands the Old Testament very well.
我们谈到约柜里面的东西呢，原来有两样不在约柜里面。
And we talked about the Ark of the Covenant and how that there are 3 things, but 2 of them are not actually inside.
因为希伯来就是 crossover, 就是进一步啊，所以都更进一步。无论是香坛还是约柜的两个物件都进一步啊。
And we talked about how Hebrews means to cross over and things are getting better. And so the things inside the covenant are also getting better.
那所以我们看到这，我们说如果你忘记的这本书在讲什么，它就是better and more, 就是更好跟更美啊。
And so we said that the key words, if you can't remember anything else about this book, is that you have to remember better and more.
哦，更多啊 ，better and more.
Better and more.
就是这本书的主题。
And that is the theme of this book.
啊，为了要让大家了解这个主题，我们来看几个经文。
And in order to understand this theme, let's look at some Bible verses.
我们来看一章的十节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 10.
一章十节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
一章四节 ，Cindy Cho， 请你读。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
Cindy Cho， 一章四节。要不然，可以吗？希伯来书一章四节，来，我们因为时间的关系，下一位，那个呀，那个华旦，请你读。更尊贵啊，英文怎么讲
？So much better.
More excellent.
More excellent.
More excellent. 好 ，more， 我们刚提到说 more。啊，更尊贵哈，啊，更啊，他比天使有一个更尊贵的名。我们看7章19节。
He has a more excellent name than the angels. Chapter 7.
7章19节。
Chapter 7, verse 19.
7章19节，这是娘那个，这是娘。是 better hope 是吗
？Better hope，
更美的，更美哦 ，better，more and better， 更美的啊、哦，更美的。 那我们再看七章的二十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 22.
七章二十二节。
7, verse 22.
那个谁可以读 ？James, can you read? 七章二十二节。Better covenant, 更美的约啊。所以这边都是更美更好，或者是 better or more, right? 我们看八章的第六节。
Talks about better or more, chapter 8, verse 6.
八章第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
来，宫姐妹，请你读。
在圣所就是真帐。
八章第六节。八章第六节，八章第六节。哦，只认识更美的、更美的约，更美的应许。
More excellent ministry, a better covenant, better promises.
哦 ，more and better and better 啊、哦，这个是让大家知道这，所以这部书就在强调这个哈、哦。我们来看九、
so、
九章的二十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 22.
九章二十二节。彭丽玲。Elaine Pan 在后面是吗？对不起，我说错了啊，二十三节。更美的祭物去洁净、啊、
Better sacrifices.
Better sacrifices.、啊、更美的。我们、再来看十章的三十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 34.
啊，不看了，你们做功课。
Let's not read anymore. You can just do your homework.
可以吗？下午有时间查一查，就是在这个 slide 上面、啊、就是把那个 better and more 把它查一查，好不好？
So you can see the verses on the slide up here and just research where you see better or more.
或者是你们。有智慧型手机的请举手来。
If you have a smartphone.
有智慧型手机的，我不相信这么少人。
Raise your hand if you have one. I don't think it's so few people.
哦，你把它们download一本圣经哈、哦，然后那个圣经可以搜寻，你就查希伯来书的 better or more， 或者是更美更好啊、
哦。So you can just download the Bible and then do a search on Hebrews for better, more.
那做个功课好不好
？So this is a homework.
可以吗
？This is okay.
不做也没有关系，不要因为做这个而紧张。
It's okay if you don't even do it, so don't be nervous if you because of the homework.
因为这个经文太多了，一直读下去就不用讲课了。
Because there's too many verses, if we keep reading it, we're not going to have time for class.
那我们刚只是谈 better 而已哦，还有 more， 还有 more。
Just now we only talked about better, but there's actually more.
当然我们刚也读到一些 more， 那我们来读一下，我们来读十一章四节好了哈。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 4.
十一章四节，我们谈 more， 更多的。
We're going to talk about more now. Just now we read about better.
那个于建宏，于建宏，哪一位？阿门啊！这这，你读英文。
By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent
sacrifice. More excellent， 那个 more 就是我们刚刚谈到是 better， 现在谈 more， 就是啊 more 就是更多 ，more excellent 更优越的啊更优越的。所以亚伯拉罕因着信呢，就献比该隐更美的祭，更超越的，更美好的祭哈。
所以 we talked about more, but now we're talking about now.
虽然中文是用更美了哈，英文有时候那个 better 也用更美，但是有时候它是 more 多的啊，更好的。
So sometimes in English it'll talk about more, but then you use better, but then sometimes it talks about more, which is more things, more.
Okay， 好了，那大家知道了哈。如果你把这本书盖起来，希伯来书谈什么？ 更好、更美、更多，就是这样子。
Okay, so if we close up our Bible and we ask, what does Hebrews talk about? Then you can say it talks about better and more.
再讲一次，希伯来叫做 crossover， 就是从这一边，从大河这一边进到大河另外一边。
And then we also talked about Hebrews, how it means to cross over from one side of the big river onto the other side of the big river.
所以从摩西crossover 到耶稣基督，这个从旧约 crossover 到新约，进到新约。从这个律法进到恩典。
So we're talking about crossing over from Moses to Jesus, from Old Testament to New Testament, as well as crossing over from law to grace.
所以这个就是希伯来讲，耶稣是最好的就对了啦。是你生命，你生命当中所发生的事情最甜美的 一件事情。
And so bottom line is that in Hebrews, it just means that the Lord Jesus is better and more. It's the best thing, the most beautiful and most sweetest thing in our life.
你这辈子最爱的是谁？
Who do you love the most in your life?
也许是你的小孩。
And perhaps your children.
也许是你的配偶。
Maybe your spouse.
但是你要 cross over, 你要更进一步。其实你应该最爱的是你是天上的这位耶稣基督。
But we too need to cross over from loving them more to loving the Lord Jesus as first.
因为你不爱耶稣基督，你就不晓得怎么爱你的孩子。
Because if we do not love our Lord Jesus, then we don't know how to love our children.
你有时候越爱越糟糕啊。
Sometimes the more we love them, the worse they get.
我还记得，不晓得跟他讲过，一个小朋友说，我很怕我妈妈说 I love you， 因为每次我妈妈说 I love you， 我爱你的时候呢，他就知道说妈妈会说，那你今天考几分？
And one child says, I'm always so scared when my mom comes to me and says, I love you, because I know the next question is going to be, what score did you get on your test today?
And
that love becomes this big pressure.
所以他很怕听这句话。
So he's very scared to hear, I love you.
所以你如果不爱耶稣基督，你不晓得怎么样来爱你的孩子。
And so if you don't love the Lord Jesus, you won't know how to love your
children. 如果你不爱耶稣基督，你不晓得怎么爱你的配偶。
If you don't love the Lord Jesus, you won't know how to love your spouse.
所以我们要 cross over 这个河，我们要渡河，要凭信心渡河。
And so we need to cross over this river. We need to cross over with faith.
我们看不到未来。
We cannot see the future.
这个才叫信心呢、啊，才需要信心呢、啊。
And that is why it is called faith, and that's why we need faith.
如果看得到，干嘛要信呢
？If you can see it already, why do you need faith?
已经有了就不用信呢、啊。
That which you already have, you no longer require faith.
所以因为你看不到，可是要凭信，就是才要凭信心去去得到主，也是要让我们得的。
And because you cannot see it yet, that's why you have to have faith so that you can receive what God has
promised. 所以可以看得到那个看不见的天香。
And so that we can see the unseen heavenly kingdom.
你可以看得到那个看不见的主耶稣基督。
Then we can see the unseen Lord Jesus.
你可以看得到那个看不见的应许。
And then you can see the unseen promise.
所以你的信心，就是要凭信心，要渡过这一条阻碍的河，这一条分别，让你没有办法一下子达到的河。
And that's the way that we have to cross over this river that is a blockage and won't allow us to get there easily.
就是希伯来。
And that is Hebrew.
你是希伯来人。
You are a Hebrew.
为什么你是希伯来人？
And why are you a Hebrew?
因为你是亚伯兰的子孙。
Because you are descendant of Abraham.
亚伯兰有不同的价值观。
Abraham had a different set of
values. 不同的神。
A different God.
不同的人生方向。
A different direction of
life. 不同的目标。
A different goal.
既然你也是希伯来人。
And because you too are a Hebrew.
你是属灵的希伯来人。
You are a spiritual Hebrew.
你要有不同的目标。
You must have a different
goal. 不同的方向。
A different direction.
不同的价值。
A different set of values.
所以台北不是我的家，我的家乡没有霓虹灯。
And so Taipei is not my hometown.
这是一首歌了，你们大概不知道。
And it's a song. It's a song that you sing this to.
有一首歌说，里面的歌词是台北不是我的家，我的家乡没有霓虹灯啊。那个天国才是我们的家了，天国没有霓虹灯了。
And Taipei is not our home, and heaven is our home, and heaven doesn't have a street light.
所以我们一定要有一个，我们有一个就是属灵的 crossover, 属灵的超越，属灵的渡过去。
And so we need to cross over spiritually. We need to transcend spiritually.
好，那这个就是我们谈希伯来书的大纲哈。
And so this is the outline of the book of Hebrews.
那我们会探讨几个题目，大概没有办法探讨每一个题目哈。
And so there are some topics that we would like to talk about.
如果你要那个英文的讲义或是中文的讲义，应该是有 digital file， 有那个，有这个，这个是大纲而已啦。如果你要细节的话。还有一些东西哈，那个可以跟班副者要。
And so we actually have digital files. So what you have in hard copy is just an outline. And if you want the details, you can get it from Brother John.
那我们会。 未来谈这几个主题大概谈不完。
And so we'll like to talk about these topics, but we probably won't finish.
我们看过森林, 现在来看树木。
And so we have seen the forest, and now let's look at the trees.
好，我们来看第一章、第二章。
Chapter 1 and 2.
那第一章、第二章就是谈到耶稣比天使更美。
Chapters 1 and 2 talk about how the Lord Jesus is better than the angels.
那angel 就是一个messenger, 他是一个带信息给我们的人。
An angel is a messenger.
所以耶稣是一个更美的天使，更美的带给我们信息的一个人呐。
And so the Lord Jesus is a better angel. He is a better messenger.
他是超越、远超过天使的主耶稣。
And he is the Lord Jesus that transcends above the angels.
那为什么希伯来书的作者要先来介绍这样的一个事情呢？
So why does the author of Hebrews first introduce such a matter?
其实因为当时代也有人在拜天使啊。
Because at that time, there were people who worshipped angels.
那犹太人对天使也很看重。
And the Jews also place a lot of emphasis on angels.
我们看哥罗西书2章18节。
Listen to Colossians chapter 2, verse 18.
哥罗西书2章18节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 18.
2章18节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
2章18节。 胡明琴。 Michelle。 有的人他们会因着谦虚呢，故意谦虚就敬拜天使。
And here some people have false humility and they worship angels.
那神啊，在诫命的第一条、第二条就是这样告诉我们。
But the first and second commandment of the Lord tells us.
除了我以外，不可以敬拜别的神。
You shall have no other god before me.
不可以有任何的这个雕像啊，或是图画了，或是icon，一个什么物品来代替神。
And you cannot have any carven images or any idols to take the place of Jesus.
那为什么人会想要跪天使呢？
So why is it that people would like to worship angels?
你们谁记得圣经上当中甚至有使徒要向天使跪拜的？ 谁知道？
You remember that in the Bible, even the disciples wanted to worship angels.
哪一位使徒要向天使拜下去？
And which apostle wanted to worship angels?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
谁？ 啊？ 大声一点，对啊，你好像说对。约翰，好，约翰，我们看一下，甚至连约翰都想要跪下去哦。Even
John was to wanted to kneel down in front of the
angels. 为什么？因为天使实在是太美太好了。
Because the angels are so beautiful and so good.
对我们有这么多的帮助。And
it helps us so much.
我们看启示录的22章。Revelation
22.
22章第8节。Chapter
22, verse
8. 22章第8节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 8.
那个黄子思娘的妹妹叫什么？黄什么？刚刚讲那位姐妹叫什么？黄什么？
I don't know.
You don't know. 姐妹请你读，你叫黄什么？啊，林真呐，对不起，来，请读。第九节。Verse 9。你要敬拜神，所以这个天使不敢接受虎虎跪拜。
Says to worship God, and so this angel did not dare to accept this kneeling before him.
可是真的，如果你有机会看过天使，或是他来帮助你。
And so if you've actually seen an angel or they come to help you,
你真的会觉得很 appreciate, 非常的谢谢他, 因为他又很漂亮, 又很圣洁, 甚至有一种冲动, 你以为他是神。
And you'll really appreciate them because they're so beautiful and they're so helpful and you almost feel like they are God.
那你却想拜下去啊。
And you want to worship them.
那天使说不可以哦, 他也是做仆人的。
But the angel says that, no, you cannot worship me. I am a fellow servant.
我们在当中有见过天使的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have seen or met an angel before.
不要客气，神是让你来荣耀神的啊。
And don't be shy because God has let you see to glorify God.
只有一只手吗？
Is It's only one person.
啊，两只手，看过天使哦。
You've seen angels before.
啊，请那个张姐妹来跟我们谈一谈你看天使的经历，好不好？
We ask Sister Chang to come and talk about how she saw an angel. 嗯。And so I was in great pain. My entire body was in great pain. And so once I came home, I kicked off my shoes and went straight to bed. And so in the middle of the night, all of a sudden I saw an angel who was kneeling straight up in front of my bed.
Herself, angel, 你自己还是天使？
Sorry, she saw herself kneeling very straight up at the edge of her bed. And then I looked to my side, and I saw this person with all white from the top to the bottom of the feet and kneeling upright and praying as well with me. And then I didn't feel my pain anymore.Because there was an angel praying with me.
感谢主。
And so I don't remember the rest of it, but I was good.
Yeah. 哦，好啊，那不然真正会的时候，其他时间再讲哈。
Maybe we'll wait for testimony time to hear more.
时间留给开户嫂来。十年前啊。
And so this was about 10 years ago, 2006, and it was in December when my father passed away. And he had terminal cancer. And so I was thinking whether or not he would be able to make it to heaven, to paradise with the Lord.And so I was praying really hard for him, and I was home for 50 days or so. And so at that time, he was bedridden, and he couldn't even eat anymore because it was blocked from here. And so I just told him, lie down in bed and just all day long, just say hallelujah.And so I prayed for him morning and night. My son came back with us for 2 weeks, but then, and then came back to New York, but my husband and I stayed there.
Yeah, 我们跳到重点，你怎么看到天使的呢？
And so one morning I was praying for this matter, and there was this great light that just pressed upon me, and I couldn't even get up. And so I could hear my husband praying, but I wanted to get up and pray with him. But this was pressing upon me, and I could see a row of angels blowing on their trumpet.And so I could see it very clearly, and then my hands were no longer numb, and I could put my hands down. And so it was that morning that I saw this, and then that evening at 8 p.m., my father passed away. And I was greatly comforted. And afterwards, I completed everything else in 50 days, and I came back.
所以感谢主，我们这耶稣教会是有些人他们会有看到天使。
So we thank the Lord that in True Jesus Church we have people who have seen angels.
约翰看到天使都想要下跪啊。
And when we see the angel, we want to kneel down as well.
所以我们一般人就是当时代的人也是这样啊，现代人也是有天使的帮助，所以大家对天使好像有一种尊敬的心态。
And so the people in the past as well as today, they have this heart of reverence towards angels.
那这个希伯来书的作者跟我们讲，其实耶稣比天使更尊贵。
But what the author of Hebrews tells us is that Jesus is more precious than the angels.
我们这两章大概谈四点哦。
So we'll talk about four points
in these two chapters. 第一点, 他谈到耶稣有一个更尊贵的名字,
the first point is that 更尊贵的名字, is that Jesus has a more excellent name.
再来他谈到呢, 耶稣是儿子, 天使是仆人,
and then we talk about how Jesus is the Son of God, but the angels are servants.
再来谈到耶稣要治理将来的世界, 这个世界, 将来的世界也没有交给天使来治理。
And Jesus will also have dominion over the future world. This dominion is not given over to the angels.
那再来我们又谈到那个天使犯罪, 神不救, 但是呢, 就是跟耶稣的弟兄, 我们都是耶稣的弟兄嘛, 他是长子, 那我们犯罪, 耶稣, 神要来救我们, 借着耶稣来救我们。
And we talk about how when the angels sin, God does not save those angels, but we who are brothers of the Lord Jesus, when we sin, the Lord will come and save us.
所以用这样来比较, 来看到耶稣是超越天使的, 比天使更好。
And so using these points, we can compare and see that the Lord Jesus is better than angels.
那为什么一个人的名字, 尊贵, 他为什么有的人的名字比其他的人更尊贵呢?
So what does it mean when somebody has a name that is more excellent than somebody else's?
为什么比尔盖茨, 大家听到他的名字, 会觉得他的名字真的蛮, 这个人蛮尊贵的呢?
And why is it when we hear
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates, we say, wow, his name is more excellent than
因为,
others.
这个在谈到他拥有的比我们更多。
Because we talk about how he owns more than we do.
那有的人比, 比我们更尊贵, 因为他来的家庭, 他来的地方比我们更好。
And sometimes we say a person has a more excellent name because their home or the place that they came from is better than ours.
比如说这个 Prince Charles, 这个查理王子。
For example, Prince Charles.
我们不要讲那么多了, 我们说来自地方。 如果你介绍你说, 诶, 我是北京来的, 那另外一个就要说, 我是新疆乡下来的。
And we don't have to talk about the prince, but if we talk about, say, I'm from Beijing versus I'm from some small little town.
我以前从乡下到台北市的时候, 我就很羡慕台北人了。
When I was growing up and I was a villager and I came to Taipei, I admired the Taipei people.
那个台北人哦, 那个小姐怎么都那么漂亮啊。
I say, how come all the women in Taipei are so beautiful?
那我们乡下的人都随便穿的台北那个，大家都穿的很高贵的样子哈。
And in the villages, we wear just whatever we want to, but then in Taipei, everybody was dressed so nicely.
所以他的出处，他出来的地方，他的作为也显出这个名字的不一样。
And so where a person came from and what they're doing, their deeds.
为什么比尔盖茨他是比我们都觉得他蛮尊贵，因为他做了很多这个爱心的工作。
And so when we talk about Bill Gates, why does he have a more excellent name? Because he did a lot of good work.
他花很多钱来帮助非洲的穷人。
And he has spent a lot of money to help those who are poor in Africa.
有的人地位比较, 为什么你的老板比你更尊贵?
And sometimes it's because of position. Why is your boss more excellent than you are?
因为他就是老板嘛。
Because he is the boss.
那从自己方面呢, 我们来看耶稣基督。
And if we look at this from the Lord Jesus,
那个耶稣基督他拥有什么?
What did the Lord Jesus have?
他拥有万有了。
He has everything.
跟比尔盖茨比起来, 比尔盖茨算什么?
When you compare Bill Gates to him, what is Bill Gates even
count as? 我们看第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
希伯来书第一章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2.
陈弟兄，请你读。陈弟兄，第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
他是承受万有的,
He is an appointed heir of all things.
所以他的名很尊贵, 因为他拥有万有。
So his name is a very excellent name because he has all.
那他的地位呢?
What about his status?
他是天上的神, 谁能够比他更高呢?
He is the God in heaven. Who can be higher than him?
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
Jeff, 请你读第三节。 好, 他本来就是神啊。
He himself is God.
他是神成为人, 所以他有神的光辉, 他是神本体的真相啊。
And he has the brightness of his glory and the express image of the Lord.
他做了什么?
And what has he done?
他托住万有。
He upholds all things.
请继续读。
Let's continue reading.
谁比他的 position 更高呢? 谁比他的位置更高呢?
So who is higher than him in position?
他是坐在至高者, 坐在高天至大者的右边呢？
Because he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他的工作是托住整个宇宙。
His job is to uphold everything.
是让每个人可以继续得生存的。
And so that everybody can continue to live.
所以他的名尊贵，甚至比天使更尊贵。就是我们刚刚谈到的这几个原因哦。
And so his name is more excellent than angels because of these reasons.
并且他的名是从父承受的，从父承受过来的。
And then his name was also inherited from the Father.
我们看第四节。
Verse four.
第四节。
Verse four.
Norbert, 请你读。他承受一个名。
He has inherited a name.
就是耶稣啊。
That is Jesus.
你知道耶稣这个耶稣的名是承受，就是说父的名是耶稣，子承受父的名，所以子也叫耶稣。
When we talk about a name being inherited, it means that the Father has the same name and gave it and inherited it to the Son.
我们中国人好像没有这样的习惯。
It seems like in the Chinese culture we don't have this habit.
你们有谁听过说韩国人或者中国人哦？我们在这里大概是韩国。或是其他种族的，有没有儿子的名字跟爸爸一样的？请举手。你们的你们的文化里面
，In the Korean or Chinese culture, do you have the father and the son bearing the same name?
有没有
？Raise your hand if the father and son in your culture would have the same name.
没有嘛，哈。但是老外就有这样的一个习惯哦。
But the Americans have this habit.
比如说一个人叫 George， 他的名字，他的儿子也叫 George、啊。
And so in you'll find somebody whose name is George, and the son's name will be George as well.
那这是。一个承受名字啊。
This is an inherited name.
那我们知道，我们来看雅歌。
It's from the Song of
其实神的名哦，像香膏是慢慢倒出来的。
And the name of God is like a flask of oil slowly being poured out.
因为这个名非常尊贵，旧约的人还不知道，新约就显现出来。
Because this name is so precious, the Old Testament did not know of it. It was only shown in the New Testament.
一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
雅歌一章第三节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3.
雅歌一章第三节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3.
连光会 Grace.你的名像什么呢？像倒出来的香膏。
Your name is ointment poured forth.
我们中国话说“哦，干那跌倒油啊”，“哦，干那跌倒”什么意思？黑罐子剩酱油，那个有没有台湾人？“哦，干那跌倒”有什么意思
？What does this mean in Taiwanese？
无得看嘛，看不见嘛。黑罐子将酱油你看不见，我跟他跌倒又没得看，看不到底呀、啊。
So it means that you have a black container containing soy sauce, you can't see the bottom.
那个耶稣的名就是我跟他跌倒油了，就是，但是是香膏里面在一个很漂亮的容器里面哦。
And so the name of Jesus is just like that. It is like this ointment inside a very beautiful flask.
慢慢倒出来，慢慢倒出来。
You cannot see the bottom though, and it's slowly poured out.
越闻越香。
And the more you smell it, the more fragrant it is.
所以旧约摩西说：“神啊，你叫什么名字？”
And so in the Old Testament, Moses asked, "Lord, what is your name?"
他说 ：“I am who I am. 我就是我。那个中文翻成我是自由拥有的神。”我的名就是自由拥有的神，我是自由拥有。其实英文就是 I am， 我就是那个 I am， 我就是我啊。他没有跟他讲他叫什么名字啊。
And、so God just said I am who I am. He didn't even say what his name was. It's just I am.
他就是说我就是自由拥有的啦。那个耶和华这个不是他的名啊。
We talk about Jehovah. That is not his name.
那个耶和华原来的字其实是没有办法发音，就是告诉你神的名，他们到最后不敢发音啊。
The name Jehovah. Originally that.You cannot even pronounce it because nobody dares to pronounce that.
当然，我们读圣经可以念耶和华，因为没有这个没有构成这个妄称神的名的那个问题。
And so when we read the Bible, there's no problem. We can continue to say Jehovah because we're not taking the Lord's name in vain.
但是如果我们懂这个道理，我们很自然的就会把耶和华这个字呢翻成讲成主。
But if we understand the teaching behind it, then we will very naturally translate Jehovah to God.
因为原来神在旧约他就没有讲出他的名字来啊。
Because God in the Old Testament never spoke of his name.
那个耶和华是神学家造的字，他本来是 YHWH， 都是子音，
Jehovah or Yahweh, there was no vowels in sight, so it was just YHWH, all consonants, and you cannot pronounce it.
YHWH, 怎么发音呢? 你没有办法发, 你怎么发都没办法发。
No matter how you read it, you cannot pronounce YHWH.
那所以就人家就给他加一个指纹, 就加个A在Y后面, YA, HO, 是不是? SHA, 我都忘记了。 反正加一个子音在后面呢, 所以呢, 就, 念成耶和华。
And so then they just added a vowel behind the Y so that you can pronounce Ya and then Wei.
但是其实有一个英文的版本呢, 它一直换成Lord, 就是主的意思, 哦。
But one of the English translations always translate that into Lord.
因为它本来就是不能发音的名字啊。
Because it is a name that cannot be pronounced.
知道新约, 父, 就因为子啊, 需要一个名字, 因为他来到人间, 需要名字。
And so in the New Testament, the Son is coming down among men, and so he requires a name.
所以父就把自己的名字给子啊。
And so the Father gave his own son, his own name to his son.
这是何等尊贵的名字, 因为这是神的名字啊。
And so how glorious is his name? This is the name of God.
所以, 今天我们可以用这个名呢, 来做很多很神奇的事情哦。
And so today we can use the same name to do many miraculous things.
我们看约翰福音17章11节。
John chapter 17 verse 11.
约翰福音17章11节。
John chapter 17 verse 11.
17章11节。
Chapter 17 verse 11.
这个谈到这个名字是父给。 就是我们读一下英文好不好? 11节。
Let's read verse 11. Now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep your name, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
The name you have given me, huh? 一个版本说这个名字是你是 your name that I have given me, 是你的名字给我的。
And it says that it is your name, the name that you have given me.
这只是一个。 求中文说求你因你赐给我另外一个版本说你的名呢你赐给我你的名呢。 Talks
about the name that you have given me.
Your name that you have given me. 好，那我们这个名真的很尊贵哦。And
this name is very precious.
我们来看约翰福音16章24节。
John chapter 6 verse 24.
16章。
John chapter 16.
24节。
Verse 24.
陈玉凤,
John chapter 16, verse 24.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着。所以喜乐就更满足。那个耶稣在世上的时候，门徒都没有奉耶稣的名求过什么。
When the Lord Jesus was in the earth, the disciples did not ask anything in his name.
如今你奉他的名求，你就必得着。
But now if you ask in his name, you will receive.
所以天下人间没有赐下其他的名，我们可以靠着得救啊。
And so there's no other name in this world that can be saved.
我们再看一个，看这个名真的是很尊贵啊。
And we know that this name is very glorious.
肯定是比天使更尊贵的了。
It is definitely more excellent than the angels.
我们来看使徒行传19章。
Acts chapter 19.
这里谈到有一些犹太人呢, 奉耶稣的名在赶鬼。
And here it talks about some Jews who were casting out demons in the Lord's name.
这些犹太人到底有没有信耶稣呢?
Were these Jews believers of the Lord Jesus?
我看没有, 因为他们是练咒赶鬼的。
I don't think so because they were
19章13节,
Chapter 19, verse 13.
你读一下。
Then some of the iterate Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches."
这个犹太人他们都懂得用耶稣的名赶鬼啊。
Here, even the Jews knew to cast out demons
一定,
by the name of Jesus.
一定有效，所以他们继续这样做。
And of course, there was a result, and that's why they continued to do so.
但是他们遇到恶鬼啊，这些恶鬼呢是更凶的啦。
But then they met evil spirits. These are even worse demons.
我们看15节,
Verse 15.
那个 evil spirit 是单数还是复数? 15节.
15节是一个.
Yeah,
但 13节是 S.
13节
S.
好, 15节, 我们看, 请那个, 请谁来读一下? 我们看, 张新, 张恩新。 16节,
16.
17节。
17。
真的，耶稣的名就被尊大了嘞。
And truly, the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
不晓得这些人他们到底有没有跟过耶稣，但是他们就用耶稣的名赶鬼，但是遇到一个很难的啊，踢到铁板呐。
And so we don't know whether or not these people believe in Jesus, but then they finally met this one big evil spirit.
哎，那结果赶不出去啊。
And they couldn't cast it out.
他说：“耶稣我认识，保罗我认识，你是谁啊？”
He says, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?"
那就跳到他们身上啊。
And then jumped upon them.
到最后就没有穿衣服跑掉了。
And then finally they ran out of the house naked.
那耶稣的名就被尊大了。
And then the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
小弟自己从事这个圣工，有时候真的觉得哇，这个主耶稣的名真的很伟大嘞。
And I am part of this holy work, and sometimes I truly feel that the name of the Lord is so great.
我们说哈利路亚就是赞美主耶稣的意思嘛，对不对
？Say hallelujah, it means to praise the Lord.
我们有一个经验，有一次在温哥华教会。
And had this experience one time in Vancouver.
那个一个富贵的姐妹哈、哦，坐在第二排、第三排那里。
And there was a sister who was demon possessed, sitting in the second or third row.
那一天是安息日聚会，我们要请弟兄姐妹来。为这个富贵的啊，赶这个富贵的。
And that was a Sabbath day, and so we asked the brothers and sisters to pray for this demon-possessed lady.
那天聚会，我就发觉到有一个很特别的情形。
And that day during service, I noticed something very strange.
前面人很少，大部分人都坐到后面去了。
There were very few people sitting in the front. Everybody was sitting in the back.
为什么
？Why?
因为富贵的坐前面嘛。
Because the demon-possessed was sitting in the front.
所以大家都坐后面。
So everybody went to the back.
有的人会害怕。
Some people will be scared.
所以一个传道跟他们讲。
And so a preacher told them.
我们要来帮忙赶鬼啊！哈。
Says we're going to help to cast out demons.
如果你害怕，你不要直接赶，你帮传道祷告就好了。因为我们那个地方有三四个传道人，三个传道人，几个就是。
And so they said that if you are afraid, do not pray to cast out demons, but pray for the preachers. And at that time, we had three preachers there.
那如果你有信心，你可以帮忙赶鬼。
But if you have the faith, then you can help to pray.
那小弟怎么觉得说耶稣的名这么有权柄呢
？So why is it that I felt like the name of God is so powerful?
我们叫他出来面前祷告的时候。
When we told her to come out to pray,
she
couldn't walk out.
She would
take one step forward and then take two steps back. There's no way for her to actually walk out. Until one of the workers says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, walk out." And say hallelujah. And slowly she came from the pew to the middle.
所以我在那边看到这个，我就哇，主耶稣的名真的很有权柄啊。
And so when I saw that, I said, the name of the Lord is so powerful.
这很尊贵的啦。
And it is very excellent.
所以是胜过天使的名哦。
So it's a better name than the angels.
我们再回到希伯来书第一章。
Returning back to Hebrews chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
李越南 ，Karen。李越南 ，Sarito， 希瑞都。第四章第四节
Chapter 4,
第一章第四节对不起
Chapter 1,
希伯来书第一章第四节我们现在在谈第一章第二章、哦、
Chapter 1 verse 4 we're concentrating on 1 and 2
阿们所以请问天使有什么？天使的名，你们记得多少天使的名
？How many names of angels do you remember？
来，请说。撒拉佛哈，
撒
拉佛六个翅膀哈。
Seraphim
以赛亚书第六章。
Six wings, Isaiah chapter six.
他们长一直唱圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And they sing holy, holy, holy.
那地就大震动哦，对，那个殿的门槛也震动。
And then there was a big earthquake.
这是有人说撒拉佛 size 蛮小的，那个个儿蛮小的。
And some people say that the seraphims actually, they're actually very small in stature.
我们在太平洋教有一个姐妹，她蛮壮的。
And there's a sister in Pacifica Church who is quite stout.
那她看到
strong.
她看到天使。
And she saw an angel.
看到天使小小的。
And she saw the angels were so small.
那可是他可以把他的魂带到天国去。
But that angel was able to carry up her soul to heaven.
那当然，我没有圣经上没有描述他的体型啊，但是这个都是我 人的经验的哈。
And so the Bible doesn't talk about the stature, and this is just experience.
天使长叫什么名字
？And what is the chief archangel called？
米迦勒 ，Michael。
Michael。
米迦勒，还有没有其他的名字
？Any other names of angels？
啊？加百列。
Gabriel。
啊，加百列，还有没有
？Any other angels？
基路伯，对不对？
Cherubim。
基路伯有一些基路伯他是瘦高的
and some cherubims have been anointed、
啊、这个在、大先知书里面有写、哦、一般天使是不瘦高的
and this is recorded in one of the major prophet books most of the angels are not anointed
但是这个基路伯很特别因为他瘦高所以他就心中骄傲、
but this cherubim was anointed and so he became proud in his heart、
啊啊、到最后 就被打下来了、哦、
and at the end he was cast down、
啊、所以我们听到天使的名字、啊那我们也听到耶稣的这个名字。
So we have heard names of angels as well as the name of God.
那耶稣这个名字这么尊贵，来自于他的支出，来自于他本来就是神的名字。
And the name of Jesus is so precious and so excellent because of where he came from, because of what his position.
那也来自我们今天的经验告诉我们，这个名字真的非常宝贵。
And our experiences today also tell us that this name is very.
啊，所以今天我们要一定要懂得高举耶稣的名字。
And that's why today we must know to uplift the name of the Lord.
在早期的教会哦，我们都忘了把那个真耶稣教会的招牌弄得大大的挂给世人看。
And in the early churches, we forgot to make the name True Jesus Church really, really big so that everybody can see.
我说，比如说早期的啊、哦，不要讲名字了。哦，就是小弟这一辈子有两件事情，我觉得我做的很感谢主，我很喜欢。
And so I thank the Lord. There are two things that I have done in my life that I'm very happy about.
我在两个教会当过负责人，那时候还不是传道。
And that was I was a council member of two churches before I became a preacher.
那我就把那个真耶稣要求的招牌呢做的大大的，然后把它挂起来，高举它。
And so I made this huge True Jesus Church sign and I hung it up.
我当总务啊，我觉得哇，这个是我觉得我最高兴的事情。
And so I was general affairs, and this is the best thing that I ever did.
因为我觉得耶稣的名本来就很尊贵，你要把它高举起来啦。
Because I feel like the name of Jesus is so excellent that you need to uplift it.
那个这么多教会，很少人就有这个真有这个耶稣的名字在教会里面哦。
There's so many churches, but very few churches have the name of Jesus.
那这么宝贵的名字，怎么不高举它呢
？And such a precious name, why would you not uplift it？
啊，所以啊，这是尊贵的，我们要高举耶稣尊贵的名字。
And so this is such a precious name, we need to uplift this precious excellent name. Let's pray in silence.